Moses continued to speak these words to all Israel, and he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I am no longer able to go out and come in. The Lord has said to me, you shall not go over this Jordan. The Lord your God himself will go over before you. He will destroy these nations before you so that you shall dispossess them, and Joshua will go over at your head, as the Lord has spoken. And the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land when he destroyed them. And the Lord will give them over to you, and you shall do to them according to the And the Lord will give them over to you, and you shall do to them according to the whole commandment that I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land that the Lord has, has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed.
Thank you, Tracy. back to the where we are in this account with Moses and the children of Israel and Joshua, and kind of review these people and see what they've been through related to building of courage and where they went and what they did and how that fits together. So first, let's think about the children of Israel. Now remember, this is the second generation after the Exodus, because all of the people that were the age of men of war that came out of Egypt, that walked through the Red Sea and saw the plagues in Egypt, have died in the wilderness. They're getting ready to pass into the promised land. This is the new generation. Some of the people that were under the age to serve in the army would have still been alive, because that was the cutoff line. It's men of war. So there were some people that, as children, remembered the plague in Egypt and remembered walking through the Red Sea and remembered the miracles in the wilderness. This is 40 years after the Exodus, though. These people would be probably 50. They might be grandparents. There were a lot of people born. I mean, you've got over a million people crossing the Jordan River here, so there were a lot of people born in the wilderness. And when they were born is going to kind of determine what they've experienced along the way. So they would have all experienced the daily provision of manna, because that continued right up until after they crossed the Jordan River. They would have all experienced the pillar of fire at night and cloud by day that led the camp. Well, let's think about this for a minute. We had a pandemic that hit us around 2020, right? That was 6 years ago. Most kids' long-term memory kicks in around age 7. So 13-year-olds don't remember anything except post-pandemic. We had a big national disaster. We had the Twin Towers get knocked down. That was 25 years ago. We have kids having children that were born after that. That doesn't have any effect on their memory and their experience. The other thing to think about is, if you've seen that miracle every day of your life, it doesn't feel like a miracle. If you've had a cell phone all your life, what's the big deal about being able to call somebody no matter where you are? Right? they had to stand there while